This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. The USDA has declared Missouri a federal disaster area due to extreme heat and drought conditions. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has more.
17 counties had already been declared an agricultural disaster. The announcement adds Missouri's 97 remaining counties and the city of St. Louis to the disaster zone. Crop farmers and ranchers are now eligible for low-interest emergency loans and other assistance from the Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency. They're advised to keep track of crop and livestock losses, as well as any additional cost from dealing with the heat and drought. Governor Nixon has been touring the state today to survey agricultural losses. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Officials at the Missouri Lottery have no strategy to generate an extra $35 million that some believe would help avoid cuts to government services. A lottery spokesperson told the Associated Press today that its goal is to generate about $289 million for education during the fiscal year that began July 1st. That amounts to an increase of a little more than 3% from last year. It would fall short of the $324 million in lottery proceeds that budget analysts for the legislature and Governor Jay Nixon say is necessary to meet the state's needs. Budget writers had hoped an extra $35 million in lottery proceeds could supplant general revenues intended for education, freeing up money to avoid cuts in other areas. The Missouri Attorney General's office has deposited the state government's $38 million share of a national mortgage settlement. Missouri received nearly $200 million from the settlement among states, the federal government, and lenders for home foreclosure abuses. Attorney General Chris Koster said today that the $38 million will reduce Missouri's recent budget pressures. The rest of the nearly $200 million is designed mostly to help consumers. Some of the funds will be used for cash payments to borrowers who lost homes through foreclosures from 2008 through 2011. The money also will pay for refinancing for those who are current on their mortgages, but whose homes are worth less than their debt. And some money will reduce the principal of those behind on mortgages, but are able to afford reduced payments. The commission that picks finalists for the Missouri Supreme Court will interview 18 applicants to replace Judge William Ray Price, Jr. The commission said today that the pool includes 3 women, 1 racial minority, 11 working in the public sector, and 7 in private practice. The commission selects 3 finalists, and Governor Jay Nixon makes the final appointment. Applicants include 4 people who worked for Nixon. Jeff Harris is a former House member who now works in the governor's office. Appellate Judge Karen Mitchell was a Revenue Department director. She was appointed by Nixon to the Court of Appeals Western District. Paul Wilson left the governor's office for a circuit judge appointment and now works in private practice. State Solicitor James Layton worked for Nixon when he was Attorney General before becoming governor. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.